Why does a billionaire read books on physics? Patterns. Or why do billionaires read books on physics, the ice ages, the shorelines of our planet? There are many ways to deal with the universe, with reality, and most of them are ineffective. The more effectively you deal with reality, the more you get out of your life. Billionaires Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, Bill Gates, read books on physics, the ice ages, and the shorelines of our planet. And I see how it helps them in dealing with reality. This is what this article is about. The Anna Karenina principle applies here. That is what a principle is, it applies everywhere. If it is true anywhere, it is true everywhere. So, a principle is a pattern. Big pattern, small pattern, it is a pattern. If you don't know what a pattern is, what a fractal is, please look it up. This article and your life won't make a lot of sense. And if you really look, it hasn't made sense to you, has it? The reason I am looking at billionaires is because billionaires are rare enough. They are rare enough to represent the people who are able to make sense of the world, through patterns and fractals. I don't mean to sound haughty. But unless you start learning about the world, about reality, unless you come out of your mind where you have the shadow of knowledge, none of it yours, life will not start to make sense. And you'll never understand why things are the way they are. Why your actions are fruitless. And why you don't manage to get from A to B. Don't say I haven't warned you. Happy families are all alike, every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. By that, Tolstoy meant that for a marriage to be happy, it had to succeed in several key aspects. Failure on even one of these aspects, and the marriage is doomed. The Anna Karenina principle also applies to ecological risk assessments involving multiple stressors. One of my students suggested that the linchpin capacity that humanity isn't exercising is allowing. The 12-step programs say, let go, let God. I have been pondering this ever since I got the email with the suggestion. At first I didn't see the beauty of it, but it is growing on me. Yeah, if you could let life be life, the universe be the universe. Spring be spring, the weather be the weather, if you stopped fighting it, trying to fix it, tame it, control it, then you would be able to fall into a rhythm, a harmony, a flow. Aikido, a form of martial art, uses this principle to live a spectacularly joyful life. What blocks joy is efforting. Resisting. Pushing. All agenda is pushing. All tiredness comes from resistance. I read the books Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger read. All were on patterns. My favorite was How the Scottish Invented the Modern World. The pattern revealed there is through making reading habitual and free. In all of Scotland. Because reading is probably the most important pattern anyone can have. And although I felt a sense of rightness. Although I love the books, until this morning I didn't see what I can learn from the richest men of our times, who have been able to sustain their riches for 50 years, maybe more. There is something to be said about time-tested success. It is probably not a fluke. It is worth examining, learning from. They read. And they read books that reveal patterns. Amazing. How did I get to the insight? One of the questions I have been pondering is why mouth taping may affect your life. In addition to not snoring, in addition to sleeping better. I started mouth taping on October 27, 2017. That is 7 months. Long enough experiment to see some result. I can see three things that were unpredictable, or maybe even impossible before. 1. I have been measurably less jumpy, less reactive, less resistant to what is. Measured with muscle test, I used to be 20% on a 1 to 100 scale, and now I am 7% on that same scale. That, compared to your 100% reactivity. But I can tell you, I doubled my joy level, my ability to have fun. And my relationship to being attacked, for example, became a lot more harmonious than it was. I now go with the punches. 2. I see patterns a lot faster than before. In fact, I am looking for patterns, where I used to look for fixing before. 3. My skeletal/muscular system is becoming more on the side of life. Less rigid. I look, act, and feel younger than my 70 years. About 20 years. My calves still hurt when I walk, but that's that. No other pains. I watched a 2-hour video before I started. The person, the doctor, in the video has some theories. The truth value of the video is only 10%. With what I am sharing here, I just raised it to 60%. We have further penetrated the mysteries of life. With this single insight. Here is the insight: when you tape your mouth, you are suddenly in a position to connect to your higher self. Connect to your brain, and potentially also to all knowledge, aka source. How? You establish the axis, the connecting line between your tongue and source when you tape your mouth. When you sleep with your mouth open, this connection is missing. When your mouth is taped shut, the tongue is pressed against the roof of your mouth, changing your physiology, especially your brain waves. Some of us would do better to have our mouths taped 24/7. Why? Because when your mouth is not taped, you are automatically in your mind. The mind is a physical location at a different angle. Vertical instead of a slight backwards angle. My hunch is that the angle is the same as the Earth's wobble. But that is just a hunch. And now, answering the question in the title, the secret of making accurate decisions, the secret of being in sync, being in harmony with the universe, is to see patterns inside patterns inside patterns, and use them like Aikido uses the opponent's energy. Flow with it. In everything, winners see patterns, losers force their way. Most of humanity act in the loser's way, the exceptions are rare. And they are billionaires. And actively working over 90 years of age. They can distinguish more patterns than nearly anyone on the planet. Distinguishing has a lot to do with awareness. But distinguishing depends even more on being able to see what you see as distinct, not the way mind-dwelling people do. Everything is the same as everything else, except that not always. When you put the Anna Karenina principle to use, it helps you to create distinctions. It points out what isn't inside the straight and narrow. By the way, straight is not an alternative way to spell straight. Straight is a different word. It's a narrowing. Limitation. Restriction. Look it up. Without being able to use your attention at will, none of these will make any difference, these are just words. What makes it work is attention. I will teach how to activate it and how to use it to finally turn you into a high-functioning human, in the twin courses, reading and sleeping. Oh, you don't want to read? I got it. Did you? I got that you are okay, mighty fine being a cave-dwelling bozo. Tomorrow, Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. I'll do a workshop that combines seeing repeating patterns in your life with the anchor to doom energy. The focus is to start moving you, at least by giving you a glimpse of reality. So, here's the link to tomorrow's workshop. Same price if you just want a recording. If you pay, you'll have the recording, whether you come or not. Let's see what we can do to set you free. https://yourvibe.me/scriptdoom